الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم Honorable Ulama, Trustees, Imam and the esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International, Sirius FM in the East Rand and the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, on Sunday night we discussed Irhasatun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah believe prior to the Mubarak Milad and birth of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, certain extraordinary events took place. For example, the incident of the elephant, and we know Abraha came from Yemen with big and huge elephants, and he reached the Haram Sharif right between Muzdalifah and Mina. That area is called Wadi Muhassar. And Almighty Allah Jalla Wala used the tiny birds, the Ababil, and Almighty Allah enshrined this incident in a noble Quran to show humanity, to show the entire creation, an extraordinary event is going to unfold in a few days' time. Therefore, we the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah say, وَلِدَ النَّبِيُّ الْمُصْطَفَىٰ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمْ عَامَ الْفِيلِ. The Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Mubarak Milad took place in the year of the elephant. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's mother Sayyid Amina, the hadith in Musnad Ahmad, she stated, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke of his blessed mother, وَرَأَتْ أُمِّي أَنَّهُ خَرَجَ مِنْهَا نُورٌ. Prior to the Mubarak Milad and the birth Mubarak of the Master alayhi salam, the Master alayhi salatu salam's honorable mother is seeing nur, radiance, effulgence emanating from her and illuminating the buildings right there in Syria, Palestine and Jordan. Imagine. That was the nur of Mustafa Habibullah sallallahu alayhi salam prior to the birth Mubarak already. So all these type of incidents we call the irhasat, to set the seed and to make the preparation for the Mubarak birth of the Master alayhi salatu salam. Last night we discussed there in the Avondale Musalla, Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi salam, the best place for the best of Allah's creation, and that is Makkah Mukarramah. What time was Mustafa sallallahu alayhi salam Milad Mubarak, brothers? Everything we should know about the Master alayhi salatu salam. When Sehri time ends, then Tahajjud time ends, Witr ends, and then Subah Sadiq starts. That is the time Fajr time starts. So Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam Milad Mubarak takes place on a Monday. There is unanimity, it was on a Monday. It was during the month of Rabiul Awwal. What was the specific exact time? It was around 4:35, 4:40 at Subah Sadiq. When Fajr time starts, then the darkness is gone and the light is coming through. And that is the Nurani message, the message of the Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What will Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's mission and message be? Surah Ibrahim, Surah 14, verse number 1. O Mustafa, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, لتخرج الناس من الظلمات إلى النور. You take the people out from the many, many darknesses in which they are groping in and bring them towards the radiance and effulgence and the nur which Almighty Allah Jalla Wala sent in the form of Islam. That is what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's Mubarak Milad is teaching us. Then we go forward, and who were the honorable ladies who breastfed the Master Alayhi Salatu Salam? We discussed that last night. And we told you it was Sayyida Amina, the Honorable Mother, Sayyida Halima Saadiyah. She hails from that part near Taif and beyond Taif. And then we find it was another lady, Thuwayba. And I told you, it is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif that Abu Lahab, the chacha, the paternal uncle of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Thuwayba came with the news, and told him, O Aba Lahab, in Arabic you say Aba Lahab in a case like this, Ya Aba Lahab, then Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Milad Mubarak took place. He pointed like this with his index finger and his thumb in her direction and said, go, you brought such great news and bushra and bishara to me. I liberate you, emancipate you. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says regarding his uncle Abu Lahab that Allah jalla wa ala mentioned in the Quran, sayasala naran zata lahab, that he is dispatched to the fire and to the flames. But Mondays, then between this index finger and the thumb, you will find some water trickling, and he would lick it and suck from there, and that would bring some solace to him because of this good deed of his on the Mubarak occasion when Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam Milad Mubarak took place. So imagine all these incidents we have. So she was Suwayba, she also breastfed the Master alayhi salatu wasalam. Then my brothers, sisters, esteemed listeners, Radio Al Ansar, Markaz Sahaba and Sirius FM, another lady who played a prominent role, we know our history in South Africa, and about apartheid, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Another lady who brought up Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was an African lady, dark in complexion. Her name Baraka, her kunya Umme Ayman, and she loved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam intensely. And she loved the message and the messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I share with you one incident mentioned in Sahih Muslim regarding Baraka Ayman. See where we are. Hafizah spoke just now of Qari Naeem Sahib. The man has problem meaning with the eyes, and we see he's a Hafiz, he's a Qari, and all this. How honorable that without we're seeing properly, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala blessed him with the noble gift of the Quran. Look at the African lady, Baraka, her name Baraka, the demise of the Master alayhi salatu salam takes place. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu an, Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu an, they go and visit her. She's weeping, sobbing and crying. They are crying as well. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam's demise has taken place. Then they ask her the question, Ya Ayman, why are you weeping so much? Is not Nabi alayhi salatu salam gone to a better and greater place? She says, yes, even I agree that the Master alayhi salatu salam is gone to a better and greater place. But today I weep and sob and cry so much. Whilst the Master alayhi salatu salam was physically in our presence, then there was a ta'alluq and connection between the arsh and the farsh, between the heavens and the earth. And once the Master's demise took place, إِنَّ الْوَحْيَ قَدِنْ قَطَعَ, wahi has stopped. The love for Qur'an Sharif, the love for the Master alayhi salatu salam who received the Qur'an Sharif. See brothers. Here we have Hazrat Mawlana Abdullah Maqdas Sahib Hafizahullah. We have great, great ulama, great, great imams who have Darul Tahfiz. What great service they are rendering. So we should appreciate all these great, great hufaz, ulama, And people who are, you know, they are visually impaired, but yet they are dedicating their lives to the noble Quran. My topic for tonight, my brothers, sisters, esteemed listeners, is adab and ta'zeem for Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mahabba and ishq and love for Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So where will we learn all this? In the noble Quran, in the ahadith mubarakah of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let us start with Quran Sharif. What does Almighty Allah say? فَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِهِ Those people who bring Iman on him, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today every person will say, I believe in Almighty Allah. I believe in Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Surah 49 verse 15 is teaching us something else. We believe in Almighty Allah jalla wa ala. We believe in Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. ثُمَّ لَمْ يَرْتَابُوهُ Then you must have no skepticism and no doubt. That is what Iman is. Today we live in a world where we are skeptical. We have so many doubts. People want to apply logic. Remember, Islam is supra-logical. يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ We believe in the unseen. So therefore, brothers, whenever people give arguments, counter-arguments, we believe in Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, in His Kalam, the Quran Sharif. We believe in Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the Sunnah Mubarakah, the Ahadith Mubarakah. That is the first challenge. فَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِهِ وَعَزَّرُوهُ And you have to show utmost reverence and respect to the Master Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I can call you Ahmad, Muhammad. You can call me Abdullah, Abdul Qadir. There is no problem Islamically. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala mentioned 25 Anbiya messengers' name in a noble Quran. Almighty Allah addresses them. Ya Zakariya, Ya Yahya, Ya Musa, Ya Isa. We say alayhimu salatu wasalam. But when Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is addressing the Master alayhi salatu wasalam, how did Almighty Allah address Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam? You see in the Quran. Ya ayyuhal muzammil, ya ayyuhal muddathir, oh you wrapped up in a shawl. Allah jalla wala is using honorary titles. Ya ayyuhal nabi, ya ayyuhal rasul. When Allah is showing so much respect and love to Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then me and you as ordinary mortals and ummatis, how much love, respect, reverence must we show? La tajalu du'a rasooli baynakum ka du'a ibadikum ba'da. You are not allowed, the ummah, to call the Master alayhi salatu salam just as you call one another. It's imperative and mandatory upon you. You use honorary titles for the Master alayhi salam. So therefore, when Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's name comes, then we must say sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then we use honorary titles. As the Sahaba, do we read about them? He's a Sahabi, linguist par excellence, and he's a Sha'iru Rasulillah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the poet of the Master alaihi salam. His name Hassan bin Thabit radiallahu anhu. When we ask Hassan, tell us when you take the name of the Master alayhi salam, what happens? What did he say? He said, Ma immadahtu Muhammadin bimaqalati, Ma immadahtu Muhammadan bimaqalati, Walakin mudihat maqalati bimuhammadi. When I speak of the Master alayhi salatu salam, it's not that the Master alayhi salatu salam's rank and status get elevated. The Master is elevated by Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. My speech gets elevated when I speak of the Master alayhi salam. See, brothers, we need to understand who is Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So Almighty Allah is teaching us about respect. Let me give you three incidents regarding respect and see where we are. Respect not only during Rabiul Awwal or day in Madinah Munawwara. Respect fil khalwa wal jalwa, in private and public at all times, all places. My brothers, this incident, Almighty Allah refers to it in the noble Quran, Surah 9, verse number 40. Surah Tawbah, Surah 9, verse number 40. It is the occasion of the Hijrah. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, came to Ghari Thawr, just outside Makkah Mukarramah, spent 3 nights there. But prior to that, what had happened, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala entered the cave and said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, let me clean up this cave. It is not in a very tidy, neat condition. When he went inside, he saw crevices and there was fear that some snakes or reptiles or something might come and harm him, meaning Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq and Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he took his own clothes and he plugged those crevices. He told the Master alayhi salatu salam, enter now, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Master alayhi salatu salam then rested, placed his Mubarak head here on the thigh of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. And there were two openings and crevices, and he placed his foot there and his feet there, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq. He says, from inside something started stinging me. But for the love of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for the adab and respect for Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I did not move and I endured that pain and difficulty. The tears of Siddiq Sayyidina Abu Bakr started flowing. It fell on the Mubarak countenance, Mubarak face of the Master alayhi salatu wasallam. The Master, open Mishkat, if you will find it, in Manaqib Abi Bakr. In the virtues and merits of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam woke up and said, Ma yunkika ya Abu Bakr. Then why are you crying, O Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu? He said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, something was stinging me from there inside. So therefore I'm crying, the pain is unbearable. Almighty Allah refers to this incident. What did Almighty Allah say? Thaniyathnain idhuma fil ghar. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the first one. The second one is Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. When they were in the cave, idh yaqulu li sahibihi, when Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam addresses his companion and says, La tahzan, inna Allaha ma'ana. Don't be sad, don't be grieved, do not be worried, because Almighty Allah's help and mercy is with us. Sayyidina Abu Bakr was not worried and concerned about himself. He was worried about the Master, alayhi salatu salam, if the enemies, the mushrikeen, the polytheists just have to bend down, we will see them in the cave. Almighty Allah console Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq. See love, respect, right in the cave, even during the time of difficulty. That is what essence we learn. So brothers, this is what we have to adopt. Teach our children, when we have that love, when we have the adab and ta'zeem for the Master alayhi salatu salam, then Allah Jalla wa Ala will elevate us also. It is the battle of Uhud. Battle, the arrows are flying in from different directions. One Sahabi, Abu Dujana radiallahu ta'ala an, he sees the Master alayhi salatu salam is alone and the arrows are flying in from different directions. In the battlefield, he goes to the Master alayhi salatu salam, does not allow his back to face the Mubarak body of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He takes his chest and goes to the Mubarak body of Nabi alayhi salam, becomes the human shield for the Master alayhi salam. Let the arrows come on me, but it must not touch the Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So adab ka taqaza. Adab ka taqaza, this was love, this was respect, even in the battlefield. That the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala showed how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so much respect, so much love they showed for the Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Third incident. See, Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala teaches us. Think about this seriously. It's hadith in Sahih ibn Khuzaymah. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that whosoever he spits in the direction of the Baytullah, man tafala tujah al-qibla, ja'a yawm al-qiyama wa tafluhu bayna aynay. Whoever spits in the direction of the Baytullah, Kaaba Musharrafa, remember that tomorrow he will come and that saliva will be on the forehead of that person there to disgrace and humiliate him. So in Islam, my brothers, we have a belief, a teaching, a principle. وَمَنْ يُعَذِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ Whosoever shows respect and love to the symbols and landmarks of Almighty Allah, that is a sign the person has true taqwa and piety in his heart. So to show that love and respect for Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is incumbent upon each one of us. How much love? What is the rank and status of the Master alayhi salam? Did we ever realize and think about that? Today when our baby is born, our grandchild is born, first thing we want to know from the doctor, the nurse, are all the limbs intact, the hands, the feet, the eyes, everything is fine? They said yes. We're elated, we're so happy. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Milad Mubarak takes place in Rabiul Awwal. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala speaks of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Mubarak tongue, Mubarak eyes, Mubarak heart. Almighty Allah speaks of the Master alayhi salam. Did you know the beauty, glory of the Quran, my brothers? The enemies would say Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is speaking certain things they don't understand. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala says, nay, وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْوِ يُوحَىٰ He does not ask of his desires, it is but wahi and revelation that comes to him. Praising the Mubarak tongue of the Master alayhi salatu wasalam. They would say, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam went from Mi'raj, and he's telling, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam told them, I saw this. So they would say that no, we don't believe Allah forbid like Abu Jahl and company. Almighty Allah speaks of the Mubarak eyes of the Master alayhi salam. Ma zaghal basaru wa ma tagha. The eyes of Nabi alayhi salam, they did not deviate whatever they saw, and it is 100% the truth. My eyes, your eyes, optical illusion. We're driving and we see water in front of us, a mirage. When we reach there, there's no water. We say, my own eyes deceive me. For the Master, alayhi salam, never. مَا زَاغَ الْبَصَرُ وَمَا طَغَى Me and you eyes, we see. For Mustafa, sallallahu alayhi salam, basarat and basirat. The Master, alayhi salatu salam, would see what his Mubarak eyes, would see with the eyes of the heart as well. Allah makes reference of this. مَا كَذَبَ الْفُؤَادُ مَا رَآ Whatever the heart Mubarak of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw, there is absolutely no fabrication. Understand who is Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And therefore we have to show the utmost reverence, love and respect for the Master alayhi wa sallam. Almighty Allah Jalla wala in Surah Alam Nashrah. You all know the Surah. What does Almighty Allah say? وَرَفَعَنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ And we elevated your name of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How did Almighty Allah elevate the name of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? We find that is hadith Qudsi. إِذَا ذُكِرْتُ ذُكِرْتَ مَعِي Allah Jalla wa Ala states, when my name is taken, then your Mubarak blessed name is also mentioned. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Think about it. Adhan you heard Maghrib time, just now Isha time. Ashhadu la ilaha illallah. Then ashhadu anna Muhammadur Rasulullah. So these are lessons for all of us, my brothers. Let us go to the lesson of love. People today say they love their wives, they love their children and so forth. Let us see what the Sahaba radiallahu anhu used to do. MashaAllah, the brother is bringing about water. Ya Allah, reward you, brother. Barakallahu fi. We'll speak about water. It's hadith in Bukhari Sharif. The Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is performing wudu. Understand the Arabic words. Wudu with the pesh, with the dhamma on the waw are the actions. We wash our face, wash our limbs, our hands and so on. That is wudu. And the word wazu with the fatha, with the zabr on the waw, that is the water used for the wudu. So wudu, the actions. And wazu, the water you use for the wudu, for the ablution. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Sahaba seeing the Master Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam performing wudu. And then, وَكَادُوا يَقْتَتِلُونَ عَلَىٰ وَزُوئِهِ. When the water touches the Mubarak body, jasad athar of the Master alayhi salam, and it's dripping, before it can touch the ground, the Sahaba are making sure they pick it up before it touches the ground, and then they would rub it on their body, so that even the water that touched the Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam does not touch them. See, brothers, today if you tell a husband that drink this water your wife drank, what the husband will say? He'll say that this wife here, I can't drink her water left over because there might be some germs. But if you ask him how much you love your wife, he say, I love my wife the most in the world. So how come you don't take your leftover of your wife? Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, see akhlaq. Today we have, if I just show you my phone, I'm inundated, my brothers. Just now, this afternoon, I was there by my sister. She's saying, how long you sit with your phone? You're so busy. I tell them, I'm busy sending emails to the females. Because they have so many problems, marriages are breaking. And we try and assist and help them. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to show Humaira, to show his honorable wife, Siddiqa bint Siddiq, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, how much you mean to me, O Siddiqa. Siddiqa, Sayyida Aisha, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would call her Humaira, with a red, red complexion. She would drink the water. She left the glass. There's still a half glass, three quarter, quarter glass. The Master alayhi salatu salam would take the same glass. Not only drink from there, O Muslim, O husband. The Master alayhi salam would turn the glass around. The side from where Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha drank from that side, where the Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would drink from. And not only that, go open Sunan Nasa'i's hadith kitab. She, Siddiqa bint Siddiq, says, وَأَنَا حَائِذٌ, and I was in my napaki, in my menses, and the Master alayhi salam is doing this. Where are we? You see, brothers? So when you love Nabi alayhi salam, you love the family of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this is enshrined in the noble Quran. Understand this, brothers. It is of paramount importance. قُلْ لَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا. Say, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I ask you for no wages and no recompense. إِلَّا الْمَوَدَّةَ فِي الْقُرْبَىٰ. But you must love my kith and kin. You must love my family. You must love my honorable wives. You must love my children. You must love my grandchildren. You must love my family, my son-in-law, all of them. So that are the family of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So remember, all these are non-negotiable. Let us go on and see. Love for Almighty Allah. Love for Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today we are the ones, we tell our wives, we love you, oh darling. And when she's upset, we know what to do. We always have the trump card. So what we do, oh honey, take this money. So the wife is happy. Because we got the trump card, take. If she's not happy with the rains, you just give her some dollars. You see, you turn the dollar upside down. You saw the dollar upside down. Turn there, you will see it's written there, in God we trust. Understood? How much they trust in God, that's a separate issue. But remember, we trust the dollar to make our wife smile. That's what happens to us. So let's go forward. The Shahid, the poet says, كُلُّ يَدَّئِ بِحُبِّ لَيْلَىٰ وَلَيْلَىٰ لَا تُقِرُّ بِذَاكَ. Everybody you should tell, Layla, I love you, I love you. Layla says, no one loves me, only Majnoon loves me. Majnoon means to be crazy and mad. Today when you just get married, you ask the youngster who's just engaged what he says, I'm madly in love. He'll make mud, mud, M-A-D, and madly also M-A-D. So I'm madly in love with her. Father will say, think properly, is this lady right for you? You say, Papa, you don't understand, you're old-fashioned. We now, democratic system. So someone came to Layla and told her, how can you love Majnun? Then somebody came to Majnun and told him, how could you love Layla? Layla's eyes are slightly squint. So what Majnun said? Majnun said, you need the eyes of Majnun to see the beauty of Layla. After program tonight, we read Isha Salat here in the Sufi Masjid. Allah Ta'ala reward all of you. And Allah Ta'ala reward our trustees, everyone. Grant, Dawm, Arhumin, all of them, Jannatul Firdaus. Brothers, so if you go home and tell your wife you need your eyes to see her beauty, she will go for Mi'raj tonight. What you think? So how much love we need? How much love? Allah Jalla Wala is giving us the message explicitly, clearly in the Noble Quran. And see where we are. Surah 9, Surah Tawbah, verse 24. Ul, tell them, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إن كان آباؤكم وأبناؤكم وإخوانكم وأزواجكم وعشيرتكم وأموال اقترفتموها وتجارة تخشون كسادها ومساكن ترضونها أحب إليكم. Tell them, O Mustafa, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whether it is your parents, whether it is your children, whether it is your spouses, whether it is your family, whether it is your wealth, whether it is your siblings, remember, or the wealth you accumulated, or the business you fear a downturn in the economy, or your palatial homes. 8 items Allah Jalla Wala has mentioned. Ahabba ilaykum min Allahi wa rasulihi. Is more beloved to you than Almighty Allah. Is more beloved to you than Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wa jihadin fi sabili, and striving in the path of Almighty Allah. Fatarabbasu, then wait. Hatta yati Allahu bi amri, till Almighty Allah jalla wala unleashes his punishment. To love my wife, to love our children, to love our parents is compulsory. We must do that. But the love is limited. Listen carefully, O brothers, sisters, children of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. To love Almighty Allah, you heard Subhanallah, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. All this we read. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّا لِلَّهِ. The people who possess true iman, they intensely in love with Almighty Allah. So my brothers, the love for Almighty Allah, unlimited. The love for Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, unlimited. That is what is required from each one of us. And if we fail there, then remember, there could be serious consequences. Hafiz Wadi mentioned about Durood Sharif. We heard this word Durood Sharif so many times in our life. Do we really ponder, wonder over these words? Surah 33, verse 56. See what Almighty Allah Jalla Wala mentions. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi is the only action you will find in the entire Quran Sharif. That Allah Jalla Wala is commanding us to do that action. And Allah Jalla Wala is doing something very similar. Inna Allah, in the Arabic, inna comes for emphasis. Verily Almighty Allah Jalla Wala wa malaikatahu and his angels. When Allah Ta'ala sends salawat, it means special mercy and rahmah. When the malaika sends salawat, it means raf'ud darajat. Ya Allah, elevate the rank and status of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Exalt it, elevate it more and more, O Allah. O you iman walo, 89 times Allah says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, swallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Read one time. Allahumma swalli ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammad wa ashabihi wa barik wa sallim. So my brothers, what is Durood Sharif? Durood Sharif is a Farsi Persian word. And remember, when you are a farmer, you have bumper crops. You're going to make maximum profit in minimum time. So that is Durood Sharif. That we send Durood Sharif and the rewards are so handsome, magnificent. Tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah, Allah Jalla Wala shows us, these are all the rewards. Ya Allah, but where did I obtain and attain all the rewards? Allah Jalla Wala will say, you send salawat to Habibullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ulama have written, every action we do, it will be accepted or rejected. That is the prerogative of Allah. But when we send durood and salawat upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then inshaAllah, it is always accepted. See, brothers? So that is how much durood sharif we have to read. In our leisure time, for the pleasure of Almighty Allah, keep the tongue moist with durood sharif. Speaking about love for Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, let us go on with this topic and see. Sahaba radiallahu anhu, hadith in Ibn Majah. Ma'akil bin Yasar radiallahu anhu is the rawi, the reporter. He's sitting and there are some non-Muslims. And remember, whilst he was eating, a morsel of food fell down. So, these were like high-powered delegation. Non-Muslims were also there. Negotiations taking place. So, they told him that leave that morsel. These people here will look at you that you are not very refined person. You're not very cultured person. As the people make statements today. When we eat today with our fingers, then people object on that also today. So in some parts of the world. Nevertheless, they told Ma'akil bin Yasar, I gave the reference Ibn Majah. What did he say? أَأَتْرُكُ سُنَّةَ حَبِيبِي صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ لِيَهَا أُولَٰي الْحَمْقَى. You what? I must leave the sunnah of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam because of these fools? To leave the sunnah is a sign of lack of love for Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To practice on the sunnah is a sign of true love for Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore, Allah is putting us through a test. And which is the ayat? Surah 3, Surah Ali Imran, verse 31. The ulama mufassirin have called this ayat, Hadil ayah, ayatul imtihan. This is the ayat, that ayat for examination. Qul, in kuntum tuhibbun Allah. Say, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that if you tell the ummah, if you love Allah, jalla wa ala. You love Allah? We all say yes. فَاتَّبِعُونِي, then follow me, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, immaculately. You see, brothers, the Arabic language is too beautiful. We don't appreciate, brothers. We don't learn also. My beloved father, I was very young. I grew up in an African location. So we all used to speak Zulu fluently. I forgot now. But my father used to speak, I understand, about 6-7 African languages. So I asked him, Daddy, Papa, that you learn all these languages, why you didn't learn Arabic? So he used to smile, you know. So I told him, this is now after we studied. I said, Papa, Daddy, you used to learn all these African languages so that we could sell all the goods in the shop. He said, yeah. So, you know, that you say, Genagari, Genagari, you know, Genagari, get in the shop, you understand? Today they say, Tata Lo, Tata Muye, you know Tata Muye story. Yeah, in Durban it happened. We can't take the Imam's name, we passed away, Rahimahullah, Allah give Jannatul Firdaus. Fajr time we read Surah, and it is many 40, 50 years ago. And he read Surah was Zariyati or some difficult Surah. So when he read that Surah, he got stuck. Now he's like neutral gay, he can't go forward, he can't go backward. Now, bichara people at the back 50 years ago, how many hafiz? Very few. So the muazzin from Malawi, he came to the rescue. He told Imam in Salat, Shia lo tatamuya. Simple, Imam, you stuck now. You just leave this one and take other one. Here in Durban, it took place, you must remember. The Imam came Zohar time, another Imam. We all human beings, we make mistakes. So Zohar time he came and Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah, Ya Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. He started reading loudly. The people say, Maulvi Sahib did this, hum kya kare abhi? Shaykh Musa, Maulvi Sahib, bataye masla kya hai? So they kept quiet. So there's Muazzin from the back, he said, no, another one from Malawi. So he said, Tula, Tula. Tula, Tula. So you can't do all these kind of things obviously in Salat. So brothers, remember every way we have to practice on Islam in its beauty. So I'm telling you that when you study Surah 3, verse 31, study the philology of these words. فَتَّبِعُونِي اِتِّبَاعُ اِتِّبَاعُ means you have a cow, and when the cow gives birth, remember that is called tabi. So how the calf follows the mother everywhere, me and you, the Ummah and Muslimah, have to follow the Master Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is adab, that is love, that is respect, that is ittiba. When we imitate, emulate Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, yuhbibukumullah, you become the beloved of Allah. Of Allah ke mahbub ban jaye. Today we become beloved of this politician, of that person, and so forth. Nay, yeah, we become the beloved of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, the beloved of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Tuhibbun Allah also is mentioned. So we become beloved of Allah Jalla Wala and Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum. Let us see. I went now to Russia and Uzbekistan a few weeks ago. In Samarkand, you will find Imam Bukhari, Rahimahullah's grave Mubarak is there. It took him 16 years to write Bukhari Sharif. When we stand there, I read also Rayasin made dua. Ya Allah, you made him Amirul Mu'mineen fil Hadith. Ya Allah, to the barakah of Bukhari, give us also the knowledge of Hadith, Ya Allah. So then when we stand in front of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Medina, what you say? You say, As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then you must say, my brother, my sister, Allahumma arzuqna shafa'atan nabiyyil Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, let Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam intercede for me, my wife, my parents, my children, whoever you want to take. So you must remember. Or you ask Nabi alayhi salam directly, Ishfa'ali ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam intercede for me. Shafa'ati li ahli al-kabair min ummati. My intercession is for the people of my ummah who committed major, major sins. It's authentic hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. So remember that all this we can do from our own country as well. It's not necessary we can only do it in Medina Munawwar. Let's go on. I was there by Imam Bukhari, rahimahullah, Muhammad bin Ismail's grave, and I'm explaining to some people who were there who could speak English. I said, do you know who's buried here? See, brothers, when you travel in this world, you find ajaib wa gharaib. You find some strange things. When the Russians, they were doing excavations, and they dug up, they saw Muhammad bin Ismail, Imam Bukhari, Amirul Mu'minin's body, 100% intact. They realized that this is a special person. But propaganda, politics, they have their own agenda. So they made a plug there and they wrote that this was a great communist leader. Inna lillahi wa inna ilaihi raji'un. Can we imagine? Imam Bukhari, a great communist leader. And this was the propaganda. In 1991, 1st of September, Uzbekistan gets independence. So all that was removed and now they've written, mashallah. The lesson I want to show you, my brothers, adab ka taqaza kya, muhabbat ka taqaza kya. Imam Bukhari, rahimahullah, 16 years. Every hadith, innamal a'malu bin niyat in the starting. Kalimatan, habibatan ila rahman, thaqilatan fil mizan, khafifatan ala lisan. All that he wrote for every hadith, he would make istikhara. He would make ghusl. He would ask Allah, that is this hadith correct? When the kayfiyat came in his heart, yes, these are the words of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then only he included it in his magnum opus, in his Bukhari Sharif. That's why it took him 16 years. If you study Bukhari Sharif, the tarjamatul bab, the heading, is called Fiqhul Bukhari fi tarajumihi. You will find Imam Bukhari's heading is telling you his fatwa, what he feels and what he thinks is the fatwa on this topic. The tarajim, the headings of Imam Bukhari, where did he write it, brothers? He goes to Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Rawda Mubarakah and the hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Ma bayna bayti wa mimbari rawdatun min riyadil jannah. between my house Mubarak and my pulpit and mimbar Mubarak is the garden of Jannah, one of the gardens. Therefore, you always find a queue there. People want to read Salat there. Imam Bukhari, rahimahullah, his tarajim, the headings that you find, he wrote that right in Riyadul Jannah. See, brothers. So this is to show the love for Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I will write the ahadith, compile the ahadith which Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, and after authenticating it, he left this legacy for the ummah. See how much love they had. Today, my brothers, we go for umrah, we go for hajj, and then many times they push me in front. They say, dua karo, dua karo. Chalo, hum dua karenge. Ya Allah, humare hajj ko kabul farma. All ameen. Ya Allah, humare umrah ko kabul farma. Ya Allah, accept our hajj, umrah. Everybody, ameen. Ya Allah, humare ziyarat Madina Munawwara kabul farma. Ya Allah, we came to Madina to Rasul. Accept our ziyarat, ameen. Ya Allah, Madina Munawwara ke maut naseeb farma, let us pass away in Madina. They all become Hanafis. Very few people say Ameen loudly. I look at the back and ask them, who to you? What happened? The men say, the riyals are troubling here. The dollars are troubling. We want to die, we don't want to die now. Ask the woman, they say, Dawood Mota is waiting, our shopping list is still not finished. So how we love Medina, brothers? So when we speak of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then take the lesson of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. The hadith in Bukhari Sharif. He used to cry, he used to beg Allah. Sayyidina Abu Bakr, I told you, Ithani is name, the second of the two. When he came from Makkah to Medina, he was the second of the two. You my children, you my daughters, in Durban, or wherever you're listening, on Radio Al Ansar, or you're listening on Sirius FM, or Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Do you know what the children read when Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam entered in the Quba region? The children, the daughters of Medina, what they read? What they read, brothers? They were the daughters of the carpenters. Their tribe was called the carpenters. Najjar. You go to Cape Town, you will find a Najjar family. So the Master alayhi salam is arriving. Sayyidina Abu Bakr al-Siddiq radiallahu anhu is arriving. And they making the welcome. And they are singing the poetry. Nahnu jawarin min banin najjari. Nahnu jawarin min banin najjari. We are the daughters of the carpenters, the tribe of the carpenters. Ya habada Muhammadun jari. How excellent today Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is our neighbor. How happy they were. We can also become the neighbors of the Master alayhi salam when we love Nabi alayhi salam, when we show respect to Mustafa sallallahu alayhi salam, we imitate and emulate the teachings of Nabi alayhi salam, and we propagate the message of the Master alayhi salam. You hear on the radio, people phoning from overseas and here and there. Why Islam does? Why Islam does? Present Islam in its pristine purity without being apologetic. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam was, is, will always be rahmatul lil alameen, the mercy to every creation of Almighty Allah jalla wala. So Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu is his name, and then he enters Madinah Munawwara. He makes imamat on the musalla of Nabi alayhi salam, 17 salat in the hayat mubarakah of the Master. Today also his son, his name is buried right next to Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu. Who is Umar Farooq? Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu, sab aaye, Umar ko bulaya gaya. Everyone came, Umar didn't come, Umar was requested to come. Allahumma izzal Islam bi Umar ibn al-Khattab or bi Amr ibn Hisham. Ya Allah, bring Umar our side or bring Amr our side. Amr bin Hisham became Abu Jahl in Battle of Badr, dispatched to Jahannam and the Hellfire, Allah forbid. Umar becomes Umar al-Farooq radiallahu anhu. Sayyidina Umar makes dua. They in Madinah Munawwara. Allahumma arzuqni shahadatan fi sabilik waj'al mawti bi baladi rasulik. Ya Allah, give me martyrdom in your path and let me pass away here in Madinah Munawwara. See, brothers, Sayyidina Umar ruled his ummah for more than 10 years. Fajr time, he's on the musalla of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He's reading Surah Yusuf. And then Abu Lu'lu al-Majusi comes, the fire worshippers, Zoroastrian, stabs him, and Sayyidina Umar falls down and collapses. He asks, who stabbed me? They said, Abu Lu'lu. He said, Alhamdulillah, it was not a Muslim. And then he's crying. The Ummah is crying. Go open Bukhari Sharif. The whole incident in detail is mentioned. Then his dua gets accepted. He passes away a martyr. He passes away and he's buried. He told his son Abdullah ibn Umar, go ask Mother Aisha Siddiqa. She must give permission. If she gives permission voluntarily after my demise also, then only you bury me next to Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This was love. This was respect for Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In Arabic we say, brothers, beautiful poem. Each one of us learn it. I'll finish now, inshallah. We got 3-4 minutes left. I could leave you with this one poem and think about it seriously. Someone asked me, when we were young and we were becoming Hafiz and going to Madrasa, I said we held the Quran Sharif like this in our hand and we kept it close to our chest. So Alhamdulillah, the love of Quran, the respect of Quran, and it entered and it permeated the inner recesses of our heart. Today the children put it in their school bag. Quran Sharif ko piche rakhte hai, to adab kaha se milega? Main aapko poochta hu, where will the respect come for Quran Sharif? Ma faza man faza illa bil adabi. Ma faza man faza illa bil adabi. وَمَا سَقَطَ مَنْ سَقَطَ إِلَّا بِسُوءِ الْأَدَبِ. No person will be successful in Islam unless you have adab and respect. Love for Almighty Allah, love for Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, respect for Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, respect for Sahaba radiallahu anhu, and love for them, love for Quran Sharif, love for Ahadith. That is our deenul Islam, my brothers. So teach this to our beloved children and students. That is our message, brothers. May Almighty Allah Jalla wa Allah accept us all for our deen. And may Almighty Allah preserve all our masajid. And may Almighty Allah reward you, our Hafiz brother Uwais Sufi, and the entire Sufi family and all the others. May Almighty Allah, they're making great, great contribution. They made a great contribution. They are making a great contribution. So wherever we are, ask ourselves. I leave you with this thought. You are in beautiful Durban. I travel quite a bit. When I tell people I come from South Africa and I tell them my name is AK, they just walk a little bit back. They think maybe I got the AK-47 in my pocket or something. So remember, you know, South Africa has built up a perception in the world also, crime capital. I said, no, go to Durban, go to Cape Town. These are beautiful, excellent cities. So I leave you the lesson from Cape Town in Durban. Tomorrow or the weekend when you go to your ocean, my brother, then look at your beautiful ocean. Every day I look at it and I just say, Subhanallah, Fatabarakallahu Ahsanul Khaliqin. That on top you will find the bubble and the foam, and at the bottom you will find the water. Oh Ummah, it's your choice. Are you becoming the bubble and the foam? فَأَمَّا الزَّبَدُ فَيَذَبُ جُفَاءً. As for the bubble and foam, that is a sign of falsehood. Apartheid was on top. Communism was on top. Socialism was on top. Zionism is on top. Each one will perish. That is the system of Allah. إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ زَهُوقًا. You and me, O Ummah, we are the water. Take the water which Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam brought, and the Deenul Islam, saf and shafaf, pure, and then share that to quench the thirst of the world. May Almighty Allah use us for His Deen. May Almighty Allah grant us the muhabba and the love for Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We make a short dua, inshallah, before the adhan, and may Almighty Allah jalla wala accept us all, inshallah, for His Deen. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والإسيان. اللهم اجعلنا من الراشدين. اللهم ارزقنا حبك وحب رسولك وحب عمل يقربنا إليك. يا الله, we make dua that all of us who are present, all our families, give them shifa kamil, ya Allah. Ya Allah, our brother Muhammad Ikhlas, his mother is not well. Give her shifa, ya Allah. Ya Allah, all those who are ill, ya Allah, give them shifa kamil, ya Allah. Ya Allah, our near and dear ones who passed away, ya Allah, grant them jannatul firdaus, ya Allah. Ya Allah, Madina Munawwara ki maut naseeb farma. Ya Allah, let us die with iman, ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect the Haramain Sharifain. Protect Majlul Aqsa, ya Allah. Ya Allah, hamare masajid ko abad farma. Ya Allah, Baitullah ki ziyarat naseeb farma. Ya Allah, Haramain Sharifain ki ziyarat naseeb farma. Ya Allah, umrah ke liye, ya Allah, naseeb farma. Hajj naseeb farma. Ziyarat Madina Munawwara naseeb farma. Qala Allah Ta'ala fi shani habibi, inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhal الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. آمين.